Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast, brought to you by GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. I'm Cindy Zimmerman with this edition to celebrate October National Cooperative Month. And since GrowMark is one of the sponsors of our Zimcast, we checked in with Dan Kelly, an Illinois farmer who's been chairman of the board and president of GrowMark for the last 12 years. GrowMark, one of the largest and oldest farmer cooperatives in the United States. And so it's not only Cooperative Month, but it's also International Year of the Cooperatives in the United Nations. So it's a great time to celebrate the contributions that cooperatives make to the country, to the world, and to each individual farmer that's a member of a cooperative. Why don't you just talk in general a little bit, Dan, about the importance of cooperatives and about the importance of GrowMark to its members?
Well, Cindy, it is the important part of actually international business. Internationally, I was surprised to learn that nearly a billion people are members of cooperatives in some way. And those can be from food cooperatives to banking cooperatives to agriculture cooperatives such as GrowMark. GrowMark is celebrating its 85th year, and is actually a federated cooperative owned by other cooperatives throughout the Midwest. And the importance of it is that, as I said, it provides opportunities for members to work together, to do things together that they cannot do as individuals, and if successful, to share in the profitability of the work that they do.
And we just had the latest figures for cooperatives, just as far as the nation is concerned. USDA released those figures that showed a record year for cooperatives in 2011. GrowMark, the fourth largest cooperative in the United States for agriculture. Can you comment a little bit about that?
You know, agriculture in general has had some very successful years, and GrowMark and other agriculture cooperatives have obviously had the opportunity to participate in that success. We're going to approach $10 billion in sales, second best year ever in terms of net income, and so it's a good time to be in agriculture. It's a great time to be an agriculture cooperative.
Now, one of the things that sometimes is overlooked when it comes to cooperatives is the job creation that it causes, especially in rural economies. And I know GrowMark is a part of that. Tell us about that.
The GrowMark system has nearly 7,000 employees throughout the Midwest and on to the East Coast. 600 of those are at our headquarters here in Bloomington, Illinois, and the rest are scattered among our retail facilities and our member cooperatives. And we are an important part of the rural community. Not only do we provide employment, but many of our members serve on school boards and town boards and support little league teams and various aspects of rural communities. And that's part of the cooperative philosophy, to work together to help each other, help our communities.
Now, you talked about how GrowMark is a federated cooperative owned by other cooperatives, and they're a very diversified cooperative in that respect. Tell us a little bit about how GrowMark is structured in that way.
Our ownership is by member cooperatives here locally, and in my part of Illinois, it would be Evergreen FS, would be one of the owners of GrowMark. And that is our primary focus, is providing wholesale products, quality products, to those retail cooperatives who then sell to individual farmers. We have made some acquisitions recently in terms of our East Coast operation, which are retail operations owned by GrowMark. We've also had some consolidation of some of our members in Wisconsin and Iowa and one here in Illinois, where they have merged into GrowMark, and now they're subsidiaries of GrowMark retail facilities as well. But at the end of the day, the GrowMark system is still owned by the local federated cooperatives, local retail cooperatives, who are then owned by farmers. So the profitability of the GrowMark system flows to the retail owners, the Evergreen FSs and others, and then on down to the producer.
you're also involved in grain and energy. Talk about some of the different divisions of GrowMark.
The largest division is the energy division, where we provide petroleum products and LP gas products to primarily ag producers, ag cooperatives, but also we provide wholesale products to other retailers, trucking companies, and the like. The second largest would be our agronomy division, where we provide fertilizers, seed, crop production products to producers. And we do have a fairly large grain business now, where we have four grain facilities that are 100-car loaders, where we can ship grain to the Gulf or to various parts of the country and eventually to export in some cases. And we do those in partnership with our members. We form what we call grain modules and have the ability to access a number of markets through those facilities.
Now, I know you just had your annual meeting, and everybody knows it's been a rough year for agriculture with the hot and dry weather that's really cut into our yields and affected our crops. But overall, how was your annual meeting, and how did you see, as far as the attitude of people, the mood of farmers, if you will, this year in light of some of the challenges you faced?
Overall, the mood was still very positive. But we, at the same time, we had producers who were faced with zero yields in many of their fields, especially in the southern part of Illinois. The mood was helped, I believe, by the fact that many producers today have crop insurance. And so while crop insurance doesn't give you the opportunity to get the total gross income that you would normally receive, it does provide a buffer to at least hopefully cover the cost of production, the expenses that you put into the crop, and so we'll get us through this year without some significant losses. Now, obviously, there are producers who did not take a crop insurance, so they're going to be suffering this year, have a tough year. But overall, the GrowMark system, as I said, had a strong year. Member cooperatives had a strong year. The effects of the drought from the cooperative standpoint will be felt here this fall as producers decide how much fertilizer they need. Rates will probably go down a bit, less demand for fuel and LP gas because of a smaller crop to handle. But around the annual meeting, everyone was optimistic, and the prices have moved up, so that has helped attitudes a bit as well.
To that end, also, GrowMark has offers financial services and advice for growers. You have a division that does that as well, correct? That helps farmers leverage and that kind of thing?
We have a couple aspects of that. One is our Midco Commodities division, where we, through AgriVisor, provide marketing information and advice to growers to help them do a better job of marketing. And then we have a program called AgriFinance, which helps them as far as their borrowing needs to provide financing for their inputs. And so both of those are aspects of GrowMark that are there to help producers do their financial planning and hopefully improve their marketing skills.
You mentioned at the very beginning you made some recent acquisitions as far as GrowMark is concerned. What does the future look like as far as growing GrowMark?
Our goal is to continue to grow the business. Primarily, we would do that through helping our members obtain a larger market share, do a better job with not only the products that they sell, but the knowledge that they provide to producers. And as we look to the future, the GrowMark balance sheet is the strongest it's ever been in its history. As opportunities come forward, we look for those opportunities to expand the business geographically, and we also want to expand our membership, because many years ago our membership was confined to the states of Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin, and we have now branched out as other cooperatives have changed their way of doing business to the point where now we have cooperatives from Colorado to Pennsylvania and Maryland. So we've expanded our number of members as well as our geographic presence.
And you also have a presence in Canada as well, correct?
We expanded in 1995. We went to Ontario, Canada, and we have a solid membership up there that has continued to evolve, to change as the business of agriculture changes and producers get larger. The members there have consolidated, and so We have about a dozen members in Canada, but those members have grown in terms of the size of their business as agriculture has changed and consolidations have occurred.
All right. Well, that's all the questions I have, Dan. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Any final thoughts on National Cooperative Month in October?
I think the future of agriculture is bright, and the future of agricultural cooperatives is bright. We've got a great opportunity as we think about the growing economies in the world and the growing population that we have to feed, and agriculture cooperatives definitely have a place in that bright future.
All right, thank you very much. Once again, Dan Kelly, President, Chairman of the Board of Growmark Incorporated. Growmark, of course, one of our sponsors of the Zimcast, in addition to Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus. And thanks for listening to this edition of the Zimcast. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.